You might have heard about us on Facebook. It's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Jason Casey, Sam Platts, Kareem Daniels, and Diana Hong. And now, from the chair behind all the knobs and switches, here's Nate.
You know, I really need to get a new show open cut. I really do.
Yeah.
Well, because I think Diana Hong has run off and joined the PGA Tour? LPGA Tour?
LPGA. Mm. Or the drag race.
RuPaul's drag race? Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's true. There was a person on RuPaul's Drag Race, I think, believe last season
that was so
there's
funny.
A striking resemblance to our own Diana Hong, right down to the disapproving mother. Well, there you go. Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk about immigrant issues in Germany. They have a website now to educate, because they've had issues. Plus, we have a theme to the show, and the theme is women are terrible.
Wow, what?
Well, you beat Sam. That's a 114. Nicely done.
Up high.
No, it's not. I horribly. Sorry, listeners. Sorry, Nate.
Yeah, thanks. This is show number 400, by the way.
Wow!
So, this is the big one.
No, well, I guess.
Right?
It's a round number.
People
round
like those numbers.
It's the 400th episode of the Nate Darling Show. So thanks, everybody, who's been a faithful listener or a new listener. You know, just a listener.
You can listen to the show every single day for the next year and not hear a repeat episode.
It's true. Look, it's a year plus. So we'll keep going. The five-year mark is going to be July 4th.
Yes.
Since 2011. It's funny, the tagline on the website I had said funny podcast since 2011, and when I first did that, it was 2011, and I thought, that sounds really pretentious. Now, 5 years later, it sounds great.
Yeah, it does. You got some history there.
So I'm a visionary is what's going on. No, not a visionary. Coming up tonight, this is if you're listening to the show on Friday when it drops, Juke Joint Fridays at the Brickhouse Art Gallery in Oak Park here in Sacramento. You can still get your tickets online at
Eventbrite.
Or you can get in at the door.
Exactly.
Bring cash.
Yes.
And a smile.
Mr. Ngayo Bilum, who's the...
I pronounce his last name wrong, but that's okay.
Who's the high priest of 420?
Literally.
He's been on, he wrote for the Sarah Silverman show. He's been on the Byron Allen, I can't think of it. I always forget
Comics
the name.
Unleashed.
Comics Unleashed with Byron Allen. And he's done every pot festival in the world, I think.
Mm.
Yeah. Really funny guy. And then we have the vocals of Miss Lovely. She's from, I think she's from Tacoma originally, but she can sing.
Excellent.
She can sign.
So that's all going on tonight at the Brickhouse Art Gallery.
I should be there.
You should be there.
Your white guilt should draw you in.
That's right.
To support the local community.
Support the local. That's right.
That's right. You're local, baby.
The local community until you drive them all out.
You'll never win, Jason. That's just the way it is.
It's
true. I can't wait to get involved with the local arts program and bring, you know, improv to Oak Park.
That's right. I support that.
I'd like to improv getting stabbed. No, wait. No, people don't get stabbed there. They get robbed there.
And get shot.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Blown up.
White people be taking money out of ATM like they have not a care in the world. They don't even look over their shoulders.
Oak Park Brewery right across the street from the Brickhouse Art Gallery, too, if you want to go grab a beer before the show or after the show. So lots going on. Other than that, any plans this weekend? I'll start. Leslie's back in town, finally.
Oh, my gosh.
Nate's going to get laid.
Sweet reunion.
Well, we'll see.
As long as the house stays clean.
Listen, never take it for granted.
Yeah.
Right.
Never take it for granted. And by it, I mean the love and support of a good woman.
Yeah.
Never take it for granted. Just saying.
And also, just take as much as you can right now, because once you get married, it does kind of fall off.
Oh.
Just saying.
Is that a John Wayne Bobbitt joke? There's some dated stuff. Sorry.
You know who that is, Sam?
I'm sorry. I'm not there.
What?
He was still very young when that happened.
John Wayne Bobbitt?
John Wayne Bobbitt. He allegedly cheated on his wife, who was from another land.
And threw it out the window.
She severed his member with a knife, then drove down the road with the severed member in her hand, and then threw it out the car window into a field.
Yeah, I do recall this disturbing story.
But they found it.
They found it.
And reattached it. And then he did
miracles of science.
And then he did a porn movie.
Frankenmember.
So yeah,
good for him.
Weird stuff.
Frankenmember.
So yeah, Leslie's back, and we'll be. She's been gone for a while this time. It's they've just opened a new IKEA in Las Vegas.
What?
Viva Las Vegas! Right.
Finally, the people of Las Vegas can have modular furniture that they assemble themselves. It comes in flat
about
boxes.
Time.
I know, right?
And if you get the flat pine version, you can paint it yourself also.
And all those squatters in like Northern Vegas, like North Vegas or whatever that area is, they have places.
They're set up now.
They're gonna have to get there.
Sleep on the model furniture. Yeah.
They're gonna have to get there. So it's gonna have to happen. Also in Vegas, they've got a new arena, the T-Mobile Arena, which is relatively new.
So, do they have teams? They got sports? Or it's all entertainment?
It's all entertainment right now. They're trying to get hockey is the one that they're trying to get. They've been trying to get the Phoenix Coyotes.
Nice.
Coyotes!
Get an ice field in the desert. I like it.
But we'll see if they get them or they'd also take an NBA team if they could get one. But that's what's going on over there. I'll be in Vegas next month, too.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
What's going on, son?
Going to a work conference.
Ooh, is this ProMax?
I am going to ProMax.
You lucky duck.
First time in my career, I get to go to ProMax.
That's awesome.
Which is a TV industry get together for promotional people.
Yeah.
So yay!
Oh, I bet you're really excited then.
You know, I am actually because
this is cool.
I've been wanting to go for quite some time, but every year it's always been we don't have the budget for that. Oh no, you can't go to that. It's really just for management people. So
now you're management, bro.
I'm sort of management people, and they were able to free up enough money this year so that I could go.
That's nice. So great.
I know. It was really good of them to pry out like $300 for the Southwest flights, and however much a room at the Mirage is for 3 or 4 days,
and a per diem, right? They'll give you per diem.
I don't know. I don't have a corporate card, so we'll see how it goes. But I will be there with my boss.
Oh, well, they have a corporate card.
Yeah, but then I'm with my boss the whole time, which is not really the goal.
You don't have a cool boss.
She's fine.
Oh, okay.
She's fine. There's nothing wrong with her, but I don't think anybody wants to be chained to their boss for 3 days.
No.
I mean, no matter how cool your boss is, you don't necessarily want to be chained to them for 3 days. That's all I'm saying.
And then what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas.
yeah.
It goes right up the corporate ladder.
You know what's even worse? You might see something you can't unsee.
Oh, yeah. that does happen.
That's the other thing. So, and then you can't say anything.
Yeah. Last summer, I went to Reno, which is it's Vegas's young, retarded cousin, if you would.
Well, sure.
And for a work gathering with a bunch of coworkers, and with the boss there, we decided at the end of this long week of shooting and all this to go out for drinks at this local distillery. So they had whiskey and all these other things. And I had water in a little tiny plastic cup, and all the whiskey was in these glasses, I thought. But this other woman who was with us had her whiskey in one of the plastic glasses sitting right next to mine. Full. And I thought it was water, so I just chugged that fire water right down, and it was all downhill from there. My boss still makes fun of me for what happened after that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you probably deserve it.
Absolutely deserve it.
I can imagine you deserve it.
I do not argue that
and
fact.
And Reno's not the little cousin of...
It's the biggest little city in the world. And they have an arch that says it in everything.
Everything, yeah.
I think Reno might be older than Vegas,
it's
too.
Older than Vegas.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a real city. It's not an invented city yet.
I like where Reno's going with themselves. Their identity. They're finding themselves right now.
Well, sure, and then you've got all the brothels there.
Yes. They're trying to steer away from that is what they're doing. They're bringing in more the nature, recreational stuff.
Right, and keep the brothels right outside county limits.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't want that. Hey, I guess Dennis Hoff, who owns the brothel outside of Las Vegas, where Lamar Odom had his overdose, has invited him back with it. He's trying to lure him back with a free night and two free girls.
Yeah, because it was great for business, I'm sure.
Well, the thing is, they have a no-drug policy, but, you know, Lamar apparently brought his own. So that was part of that, but... It's really good. Like I've said over and over again, and finally it's come to pass on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It's good to see him back up, around, and whoring again.
Yeah.
It's very humanitarian of you.
Well, you know, everybody needs something good to happen.
That's just good customer service, though, really.
Yes,
well, sure. You got to make the offer.
You got the regulars there. You got to treat them right.
You just got to let them know, hey, really sorry about your overdose at our place.
Well, to be fair, they did save his life.
Yeah, no, they saved it. But you know, hey, sorry about the overdose. Let's go ahead, give you two free hookers on the house. All right, we good?
Yep, and one free night.
And a free night. A whole night. Just do whatever you want.
On you.
Carte blanche.
Indeed. Any plans this weekend, Jason? Going to the Home Depot. Nice little Saturday.
I think this Saturday I have a friend is having her brunch. They have she bought a house in Oak Park, but she is black, so she's not gentrifying, I guess.
So she canceled out your move-in.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're square.
Right. So I think we're going to her house on Sunday for like a brunch and like, you know, neighborhood get together type thing. And on Saturday, I don't know exactly what's going to happen on Saturday yet, but yeah. I know something crazy is going to go on.
Sure, of course.
That's just my life.
Kareem, anything fun other than, I know you got the Juke Joint Friday. Did you just wind down after that?
Yeah, I might go float Saturday, depending on how well Friday night goes.
Like in the river?
No.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, in Jason's new gentrified neighborhood. So across the street, on the other corner from the brewery, there's a float place. Sacramento Floats? It's not Sacramento Floats.
No, it's Sac City Floats.
What is that? One of those places where you go in and it's like sensory deprivation?
Yes.
It's salt.
Dude, I want to do that so bad.
It's like 10 gallons, 10 pounds of sea salt or something like that.
That neighborhood is so gentrified.
It's connected to the place that he got that healthy bowl, acai bowl from.
Yeah. So it's like right next door to that.
Are you sure that's a good idea, Kareem?
That's
the float is. I floated once before. It was great.
Okay.
Really?
How long did it last? How long were you in there?
It was an hour.
A full hour.
Yeah. So you take a shower before you get in.
Yeah.
You get in.
Do you do naked or are you wearing some kind of garment?
You do naked.
I'm all about that.
I know you are.
Shocking.
Just make sure when you get out that you wash all the salt off of you because it'll show up later if you don't.
Just little white patches of grainy.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes. But to be fair, the leeches will not attach to you.
No, they will not.
It's all, so there's positive.
Thanks for that yes. Silver lining.
Yeah. Do not, if you're a woman, or, well, in your case, don't shave before you get in.
Right.
Because that will cause you some problems.
Yeah.
It'll burn.
I imagine.
It burns.
But after you get the worst part was getting used to just laying back headwise. So they do give you this neck support thing if you want to do that. But once you figure that part out, you can just lay there and just kind of zone out. I think I fell asleep.
No.
Yeah.
You got to stay conscious. You got to face your inner demons. That's what it's all about, dude.
My inner demon was I needed sleep.
And I don't know if, I mean, you might be better, if you want to do that, you might be better getting in a sweat lodge somewhere.
That's true.
Right. Yeah.
That's where you have that type of.
I mean, you can do it in there if you focus on that, but
right.
My thought was just to kind of clear
soak
my
in. Yeah.
Just soak in, just kind of clear your head.
Right.
Your body feels better after. You feel lighter.
Rejuvenated, yeah.
You just came out of the womb.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know,
if only.
You got back issues, then it takes the pressure off of your spine because you're just kind of there.
Nice.
Very cool.
So it's a multi-sensory deprivation.
Yeah.
But it's good for the body and the soul.
Yeah. And they, you have a, there's a light in there. You can turn it on or off, but mm-hmm. you know, you just kind of,
I would go full deprivation. I want darkness.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now it's time to get into the real theme of the show, that women are terrible.
Oh, yeah.
A woman allegedly stabbed a Colorado man in the shoulder after he refused to have sex with her. According to police, the stabbing occurred at 1:37 a.m. on a Wednesday in Colorado Springs. The victim dialed 911 to report he had been stabbed in the shoulder and was bleeding. When officers found him, he reported that he was stabbed by a white female after he refused to have sex with her. A Colorado Springs Police Department report does not identify the victim or his assailant. The man was subsequently transported to a local hospital where he received treatment for non-life-threatening stab wound to the shoulder. There have been no arrests. Details are scant, and the victim has not been fully cooperative with police or medical personnel.
Yeah.
The victim?
The victim. The man who got stabbed in the shoulder because he wouldn't have sex.
Why would he not cooperate with the police? He's cracked out of his mind.
Be embarrassed.
Well, he might be embarrassed, or at some point in the future, he might actually want to have sex with her.
Yes.
No.
That's probably the more likely.
He might be into that kind of crazy
kinky
stuff.
Or this might be her third strike.
Yeah.
Right.
One of those deals.
I think first strike would be my third strike. I'm like, girl, you stabbed me in the shoulder. Are you crazy?
I think he's keeping the sex with her option open.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. You got to keep it open.
Okay.
Got to keep that door open.
Because she actually wanted to have sex, and he's like, nobody else might want to. I might have to go back to that hole.
Mm-hmm. He's keeping,
like, what did I do?
You got to keep your option open if in that case.
You always don't want to burn your bridge.
It's true. Or cut it off, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Also, incensed that her husband got her, and I quote, the wrong flowers and candy for Mother's Day, a Florida woman allegedly pummeled her spouse. That's according
Dang,
to cops.
Dang, dude.
Investigators allege that Virginia Stewart, who's 42, attacked her spouse during an argument early on Sunday on Mother's Day in the family's Holmes Beach residence. When cops showed up, it was because there was a 911 hang-up call. As detailed in the probable cause affidavit, she quarreled with her husband about the victim getting her the wrong flowers and candy for Mother's Day. To which I will say, why didn't you pay closer attention? You know how she is.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. That is crazy as hell, dude.
You know, I think we're going to see more and more of this type of stuff happening where women are beating up men.
Right.
Because people are actually willing to admit it.
Yeah,
exactly. I don't know that it hasn't been happening. Yeah. It's
the pendulum swinging the other way. Like, first it swing all the way one way because, you know, the women were needed help. Mm-hmm. And needed to be brought to attention, yeah. And now it's bringing the complete other way.
No, yeah. I think it's the fact that men are kind of pusses now, and the fact that everything has gone so far the other way that when a woman gets violent like this, you can't handle it, so you have to call the police and have them handle it.
If a woman stabs you and you're not allowed to physically harm her, I would call the...
Well, that's different.
See, that's different.
That's self-defense. But this woman, she started out by throwing cups around the room and breaking them. And then she punched him several times while hitting him in the head with a coat hanger.
Again, I would call the cops, too, because my only other option would be to strangle her or hit her back.
Or you could leave.
You could just leave.
She would probably jump on your back.
Oh, yeah. She'd follow you out. And
Her husband suffered bruising and contusions. The injuries were highly visible on the left side of his face.
Oh, yeah. Poor guy.
With contusions all over. She was arrested for domestic battery and booked into the county jail. She was released the next day after posting $750 bond.
That is actually a new joke I wrote. Like, I don't believe in hitting women. I will walk away. But if you jump on my back on the way out, your ass will end up on the floor.
Good.
Also,
this doesn't sound like a joke. It just sounds like a fact.
It is a fact.
sounds like a warning.
It's a warning. It's a fact, a joke, and a warning.
All right. So, continuing with the theme that women are terrible.
Yeah.
An Oregon woman flying home from Las Vegas allegedly molested another female passenger. Mm-hmm. That's according to police who arrested the suspect. Cops alleged that Heidi McKinney, who's 26, was en route to Portland when she touched the breasts and genitals of a woman who told investigators that the alleged contact was not consensual, thus not okay. McKinney and the victim were traveling on an Alaska Airlines flight that arrived late Sunday in Portland. Alerted by airline personnel, police met the aircraft on landing and took McKinney into custody after interviewing the other passenger. She's an attractive young lady, but she's been charged with third-degree sexual abuse. She was booked into the Multnomah County Jail. It's unclear whether alcohol was a factor. Here's the update, though. The prosecutors in Oregon have announced they are not going to pursue a criminal case, but instead have referred the matter to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Federal prosecutors typically handle cases involving crimes that have alleged to have been committed aboard an aircraft. So now you're...
That moved up the ladder quick.
Yes. Now your little feel-feel session on the airplane has gotten you in big, big trouble, Missy.
I wonder how drunk she was.
Wow. Those tiny wines go a long way with this one, huh?
Yeah. Can I plug something that you could get on Amazon, .com?
Yeah.
Maybe because...
Only if people buy it through the shop Amazon tab on NateDarlingShow.com.
There. Where? On NateDarlingShow.com?
How to feel other women up and get away with it.
Well, no. One of my friends, David Kolchik, is a local author, mm-hmm. and he has a book coming out September 1st called California's Deadliest Women, Dangerous Dames, and Murderous Moms. So mm-hmm.
Deadliest Dames and Murderous
women,
Moms. Dude.
Women are terrible.
So
we might have to have a reading on the show.
Or you can just, buy it and deal with it. So, let's deal with this.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, Colorado. Colorado, Jason.
Oh, well, Colorado is cool. Like, how could it not be?
Kareem.
Colorado is cool.
Sam.
I want to live there. It's cool.
You want to live there?
I do.
Did not know that.
I have friends who grew up with me in Tahoe and said it's like Tahoe but better. So enough said.
Enough said.
Yeah, I suppose. I've only been at the Denver airport one time, so I can't really judge. So I'm going to go, cool, whatever.
It's a good airport, I've heard.
Yeah, it's all right.
Mile high, baby.
It's no Sky Harbor.
Mile high city.
Well, yeah. I'm next in Cooler Tool, coffee mugs. Coffee mugs, Kareem.
When they're flying at your face.
They're too when they're flying at my face. It's cool otherwise.
Quite the divisive tool, huh?
Sam?
I actually have, me and my twin, as you know, have a bizarre fascination with collecting strange mugs. I love mugs. Those ones that change temperature, images, and stuff are the best. I think they're cool.
Jason?
Oh, definitely cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Here's the thing about coffee mugs that are problematic, aside from the fact that they can turn into weapons. You'd think they'd be better at keeping your coffee hot, but they really aren't.
Right.
They really, really aren't. And unless you get something different, your coffee's going to get cold pretty quickly. So I'm going to go Tool.
What?
Nate.
They need to be better.
There's one out there by Contigo, and it's a mug, of course, has a lid on it, which is what is required to keep the heat in.
Well, that's not a coffee mug.
Well, you're just wishing upon a star, my friend.
And finally in Cooler Tool, flying, Sam.
Flying's dope. Super cool.
Kareem.
Flying is cool.
Oh, man, I do not want to disagree with you again on something, Nate. So
be true
to
your heart.
I'm hoping that you say flying's cool. I mean, I can see how it could be Tool, but I'm going to say cool.
Flying is cool. The airport experience is Tool.
Yeah.
Airport experience is terrible.
Yes, it is. It's pretty much the worst.
Terrible.
You get treated subhuman.
You know what?
For hours.
And it's like, do this, don't do this, and every airport is different. Put your shoes off, take your shoes off, put your shoes on, take your belt off, don't take your belt off, leave your hat on, take your hat off.
Oh, you need to be in Harbor A, or you need to be in Harbor D, or you're in the wrong area.
Sir, pull your pants back up. All of these things at the airport.
Yeah. It's so cool. It's like a rake, that's missing teeth on it. It's like a broken rake.
You're like a broken
rake. It's got one
rake.
Purpose, and it can't even do it right.
Can't even do it right.
No.
It's so cool.
All right. Now, with a heavy dose of their typical bluntness, the German government has created a website dedicating to teaching the influx of Middle Eastern immigrants the ins and outs of sex, literally and figuratively, in German culture. Now, in some places, the site offers advice on how to interact with and be respectful of gays and lesbians and members of the opposite sex. Because in the Middle East, in a lot of those places, they just throw stones at them, literally. In other places, the site is a de facto instruction manual on how to have sex in different ways and in different positions. So it's got a little something for everybody. It's adorned with cartoon illustrations of various sex acts that are equally graphic and clinical. Imagine, if you will, a stick figure man and woman on a public restroom sign pictured in virtually every conceivable sexual position. That's what it looks like. One section deals explicitly with young people trying to lose their virginity. It offers a helpful tip for the big night. Make sure that no one can disturb you.
That would suck if it was your first time and it was ruined.
It does go on to describe various sensations and emotions people have when losing their virginity. Now, the site cost the German Federal Center for Health Education $136,000 to create. It's intended to help bridge the gap between the typically reserved Middle Eastern attitudes about sex and the more open German approach, where the public nudity is not uncommon and frank conversations about sex are the norm. Now, while this website might make more prudish Americans giggle or blush, the issue of sexual norms has been, at times, anything but a joke in Germany, as tens of thousands of Middle Eastern refugees have struggled to integrate themselves into German society. There has been a rash of sexual assaults, some allegedly committed by asylum seekers, across the country on New Year's Eve. Public pools in Munich, for instance, have had to post cartoon signs warning men not to grope women in swimsuits. Don't grope the women.
The cartoon said I can't, so I'm not going
to
do it.
In Bavaria, the local government has begun offering classes to Middle Eastern men on how to properly approach women and converse with German women so as not to be offensive. I don't know if we could do that here. Could we do that here?
I don't know about it.
We should.
I know we should, but we can't because everybody is out there going, oh no, you have to be respectful of their culture. What about our culture?
Yeah.
What about our culture?
Yeah,
we're not allowed to respect ourselves.
Yeah,
forbidden.
Right. It's like, oh, you're the ugly American. You want to go to somewhere else and you want to be like an American. Well, they're different. They've got their own culture. Mm-hmm. Yet when people come here, it's like, no. They've got their culture. You have to respect their culture. It's like, what? No. What? 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 Stop.
Stop it.
Stop.
Let me be my culture, and I'll let you be your culture.
It's so important to keep the separation of church and state. You know, because like, public places should not be places where any of that should come into...
Well, I think part of it, too, is that a lot of people who have very liberal leanings, like you, for instance, Jason, are so concerned, not necessarily you on this individual thing, but you're very concerned with being inclusive with people and making sure that they don't feel like you're not respecting where they come from and what they do. So
in their own home.
Well, in their own home, but we are in public areas too. Right. It's like, well, where they come from, that's perfectly normal. Right. But they're not where they come from. Now they're here.
Right.
Right.
You know, the difference between where they come from and here, one of them is we don't allow that here. It's not okay here. It's not okay here.
Well, I guess like for me on the whole issue and just in general, like we shouldn't, I don't know. I hate the idea of imposing your religious views in any area that's a public forum or an area that is open to everybody. But at the same time, if you wear certain garments or wear certain clothes because of your religion, I don't think that should be, you know, an issue. It's when you force your information on other people or expect them to, like, you know, I don't know. It's tough. It's tough. But at the same time, I don't think that I'm not necessarily down with.
What you're dealing with here is a little more different because there's one thing if you're forcing your opinion on somebody. There's another thing if those people actually force their hands on you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, don't grope the women
in
swimsuits.
Yes, so that's a different conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
It totally is. One of the things that I think is really kind of cool about what Germany has done is to come out and say, listen, we understand you're not familiar with how things are here.
Yeah.
Here is how things are here.
Yeah.
Here's what's okay. Here's what's not okay.
Right.
And I really wish we could do more of that here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To just go, you know what? That's not okay. This is okay. This is not okay.
And if you are going to do this, which is okay, here's some tips.
Well, as soon as you do that, is there going to be some neo-Republican...
Or the ACLU. It's gonna be the fringes on either side will come down upon you and go, No. You can't tell them how things are here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. F them all.
Exactly. Right. F them right in the A. That's what I say. F them right in the A, everybody.
All together.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner. Ooh.
Literally, headline, alligator stares down cat through home's glass door.
Gangster.
It's true. Don't mess with a cat, because they don't...
The cat doesn't turn down. He's
no,
like,
they don't
go,
give
son.
An F. They don't give an F.
They'll give it to me, baby.
They'll stand right there. In Tallahassee, an alligator was filmed having an intense stare down with a house cat through the glass door of the home. The video shows an alligator on a brick walkway in front of the home while a cat watches from inside the house. When the gator comes in for a closer look, the cat holds its ground despite the reptile's proximity. Let's take a little listen to a hysterical woman who's filming it. Here comes the gator walking up to the door. Glass door. He's like, derp, derp. Mm-hmm.
A little closer now. Yep.
Yep. It's that enthralling. What? You were expecting... The alligator didn't really do anything. Just walked up to the door, and the cat was like, all right,
I don't care.
Whatever.
Yeah.
The cat's like, I'm going to cut you right in the eyeball. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, in Key West, Florida, police there helped rescue a woman who had become stuck in a giant banyan tree. The Key West PD shared a photo of the woman's legs sticking out from the tree's aerial roots. Officer Scott Standerwick worked alongside firefighters to rescue the woman, who happened to be a Key West local from the tree. They popped her out like a cork. That's what a Key West Police Department spokesperson told ABC 10. The woman had reportedly been trying to climb the tree before she became stuck. So, nicely done. I'm going to guess she was drinking.
Most likely. That's what Key Westins do.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
It's one of the... Yeah, it's one of those things that you do when you're in Florida. So, anywho... That's a pretty good way to wrap up the Women Are Horrible episode. Episode 401 of the Nate Darling Show. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday with the uncensored episode. Until then, a little more Owl City for you. Some lyrics to ponder. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
rise over the Bering Strait. I was sick of the West when I turned 21, so I moved to the Sunshine State. We played golf on the moon and tennis on the sun. Like athletes of the afternoon. The solar flares burned my arms and made her make a run on our super lunar honeymoon.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.